At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Hi again, Chad and Christy from the all-new 98.7 The Breeze. It is our podcast, Dishing in the D. We are dishing this week with Andy Grammer. Welcome, Andy.
How are you guys?
We are so excited you are coming to visit us in Metro Detroit.
A big benefit for the Children's Miracle Network. It's all part of the Art Van 60th anniversary. It's happening up at the Art Van location in Warren. It's a gala. So this includes the hors d'oeuvres, the drinks, the dessert. So we're so excited that you are the headliner and going to be putting on the show for us.
So excited. It's going to be amazing.
How has the tour been going for you so far this year?
Yeah, this has been an incredible tour, so I'm glad we're bringing this one to you. It's been really special.
Well, and we saw recently that you were on the Today Show, and that was awesome, and we just always love it when we hear that great things are happening for you. The new album's doing really well and some great music on there. And one of the things that we love about you and your music is you come to the table with some really great positive vibes.
Sure. I love the idea that you really can see the good in everything. Not in like an airy fairy, just because way, but like, you know, one of my new songs called Wish You Pain. And in my meet and greet, we have everybody circle up and talk about like the most intense pain they've gone through and what that forced them to grow into, like what area of their life they had to grow in. And I love this, you know, it's like such a sweet idea that even the most intense things in your life are there to grow, make you grow. Like if you went to the gym and you had no idea what you were doing there, it would just be miserable. Mm-hmm. It would just be like doing curls and be like, I hate this. But
right.
when you have a concept of why you're doing it, then it can shift your perspective. So, yeah.
You know, we say that to our daughter all the time and our son as well. When they have a bad experience, I just say to them, what's the lesson? There's a lesson that you've got. And guess what? If you don't get the lesson from this time, it's going to come back around and smack you in the face another time. And
exactly. Totally.
So and sometimes pain growth is very painful. But when you make it out on the other side, that's when you're just like, you know what? I have got this.
Yeah, so we've been doing a thing every night during the show where we bring someone up on stage from the audience, not like planned at all, and we do a quick little talk with them about this idea, like what they're going through and then how they grew from it. And then me and my band, we write a song on the spot.
Oh,
wow.
Awesome. I have a spoken word poet who does the verses, and I come up with a hook. And if the hook is good enough, which it hopefully usually is, the whole crowd sings it back to this person. And we've had unbelievable experiences with it. It's been so awesome.
I love that.
And, you know, in talking with you in the past, Andy, because, you know, we've been lucky to have a couple of times to talk with you. We've talked about your mom and her influence and the songs that you've written for your mom and about your mom. And what I think is great now is that every year or so, we need that power anthem song. I mean, whether it was when it was Stronger from Kelly Clarkson or it was Roar from Katy Perry, this year, hands down, it's Don't Give Up on Me. We in watching America's Got Talent, and you know, when the people were eliminated or whatever, and you would hear Don't Give Up on Me playing in the background, and I'm like, when you wrote that song, did you say this could be that power anthem that people need, or where did that come from?
Oh, man. You know, I feel like every time I get asked these questions about songs, the answer that seems like it would be cooler would be like, I knew. But I think what's sweeter is for anybody that creates art, like, no, you don't know. You just keep going. That's the whole idea of Don't Give Up on Me.
Right.
You just, like, keep pushing and you keep showing up every day to try and catch something. So I wrote that song and I left the day. I had no idea. But I'm so glad we wrote it. Now it's like helping so many people.
I love it. I mean, it gets me chills every time I hear it. I mean, it's just one of those songs.
So kudos
to that. And our daughter obviously has her favorites too, and Fresh Eyes and Smoke Clears. I mean, everybody has sort of their own one. So I will not ask you your favorite song. I'm not going to do that.
That's like asking people to choose between their children.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you only have one right now, so it's easy. You don't have to choose.
Oh, no, but wait
totally,
a second.
Totally.
Isn't she around 2 years old? I think it's funny how Chad says it's easy, because two is generally not one of the times you consider easy.
Yeah, she's real cute, but she's starting to get a little aggressive. It's great. The big thing right now, she says, I need that. She's like, I need that. Like, to everything.
Wait till she's 14.
Yep. Worse, huh?
I remember the first time we met you, it literally, I think, was the day that you had found out you were having a girl. And our daughter said to you, someday you'll have one just like me. And I said, oh, God help you, Andy.
Good luck with that.
Oh, my goodness.
Is she to the point now where she loves it when daddy sings to her, or has she gotten to the point where she's like, no sing?
No, she loves it. She watches, her favorite thing is like, I did an episode of Sesame Street. So she loves that episode where dad comes on the screen and sings to her next to Elmo. She can't, her mind is blown.
Aww.
She can't understand it. Yeah, Aww. It's great.
Elmo's the bigger rock star. I hate to break it to you.
100%. 100%.
So what, and I know, I think it's, I'm trying to relate all these sense memories of now when we've talked to you. One time I know was either right after Thanksgiving or something, and you had performed in the Macy's parade. And I'm like, that is, to me, that's the pinnacle of like the coolest thing ever. But you, I know, have had many other experiences. Is there one that really stands out other than Sesame Street that is like, okay, this is a moment I never thought I would see happening?
Yeah. Honestly, to me, it's like the fact that people come to a show is unbelievable. I started as a street performer, so to have like to have all these shows on this tour be like sold out and have like so many people coming, I respect each person that comes, because I started as someone that was like someone walked by and I'd have to grab their attention. So to me, when people ask me the question like, "How do you know you've made it?" or "What's the biggest thing for you?" it's to walk on stage and have a whole crowd of people that are ready to sing every word. That is by far the biggest accomplishment. It's amazing.
See, and there is yet another lesson. You started out as a street performer, and you put it out there, and you did the work. And it's proof that if you're willing to do the work and put it out there, there are things ahead of you. Maybe not what you expect and what your goal is, but there opportunities will present themselves to you.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to just go for it.
For sure.
And then what's great about the show here in Detroit is that the proceeds benefit the Children's Miracle Network, which I think is so great that, you know, our partner with this Art Van, you know, not only bringing in and having this big festival and celebration, but recognizing something that certainly is important to us. And I know kids and giving back important to you as well. So I just thought that was such a great facet to this whole thing.
Oh, it's wonderful. I love any time the music gets to be of service to something bigger than the audience there. That's awesome.
So what does, after this tour, looking ahead to 2020, any big plans? Like what is next for you once the wind down happens after the holidays?
Man, you know, it's been really amazing to see Don't Give Up On Me do so well across the world. So there's definitely plans to go to Australia, hopefully tour a little bit in Mexico. There's like, this song specifically has done really well in other countries. So we're looking now at getting out of the U.S.
And that's got to be surreal to go to another country where English is not the first language and they're singing along with every word to your songs going, this is amazing.
It's really, really sweet. Just the idea that it can travel that quick these days is so cool.
That's music.
And universal language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what brings us all together.
Mm-hmm.
So awesome. Other than bringing the person on stage and doing the song on the spot, for those people that are going to go see you here in Detroit on October 24th, any other little surprises, any other little things about the show that we should to get us even more excited?
I just don't know how, I think what's great about shows is that you get to go there and hopefully feel unity between a group of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then depending on that show, you will get to get united around something. So you know, if you go see, I don't want to like pick anybody out, but like some shows you go to, it's like, all right, let's all be sexy for 2 hours. That's great too. That's fun. Or let's all like wear black, or let's all, and the idea of a group of people coming together with, and all singing something like Don't Give Up On Me is just a really special thing. So I don't, you know, I would say you don't want to miss that. If you're listening to this, it's really awesome.
And as Chad mentioned, ticket proceeds go to the Children's Miracle Network. And what I think is amazing is it's all inclusive in the ticket. Not only do you get to come see you perform an amazing show, it includes the drinks, the hors d'oeuvres, the dessert, dancing optional. So,
yeah.
When drinks are included, the dancing generally gets better.
Yeah. Very true.
So where are you now? Like what part of the country are you on, the bus or are you?
Yeah, I'm in Connecticut right now. I'm outside of Starbucks. I actually just on this interview took a photo with someone that was coming by.
That's awesome.
I apologize. Yeah.
So do you have to, when you go into Starbucks, do when they say name, do you have to, do they recognize you or do you still have to like say Andy?
I mean, I'm pretty famous in the city that I'm about to play in that day. Right.
Like, gotcha.
If I'm in the vicinity right around it, then I'm a really big deal. But I'm it's usually fine.
I got to tell you a funny quick story, because our son's girlfriend works at Starbucks back in Florida. And the other day, Hulk Hogan came in and she took his order.
Oh, wow.
And she's like, name. Cool. And he looked at her for a second. He goes, Hogan. And she's like, mm-hmm. Is that first name? And he just, she had zero idea who he was. I'm like,
no
talk
idea,
about
yeah.
a reality check.
It's great.
I feel like we all have those little moments to remind us at the end of the day, we all crawl in bed the same way.
Of course.
And what is Andy's go-to Starbucks drink?
It's cold brew.
Okay. Cold brew?
Have you had the nitro cold brew with Cascara cold foam?
I have not. Is that good?
It is delightful.
Andy, as always, great catching up with you. We'll definitely see you the night of when you're here. There's no way our daughter is not giving you a hug when you come into town. It's, you know, an annual event.
Yeah, sure, you got it.
And if you do want to get a last-minute ticket to the Art Van 60th Anniversary Gala with Andy Grammer as the headliner, that again includes the hors d'oeuvres, the drinks, the dessert, and the concert, the tickets are available on our website, which is 98.7thebreeze.com. Again, a special thanks to Andy Grammer for being our guest on our Dishing in the D podcast, All Things Detroit. It's Chad and Christy, your hosts from the all-new 98.7 The Breeze, the morning show. Thanks so much for downloading and listening. We appreciate it.